You're listening to SBS News.
When Fifi Wang came to Australia as a student 4 years ago, she knew almost nothing about Australian wine. Now she and two other Mandarin-speaking staff are on hand at this winery in the New South Wales Hunter Valley, ready to help Chinese customers.
Right now we have a lot of Chinese customers come to our winery, and then we have noticed is how important that we have staffs can speak Chinese.
Ms. Wang says it's all part of a changing palate in her homeland.
In China, we traditionally like drink baijiu, and which is very strong alcohol. And then, right now people find wine makes them relax instead of get drunk. So they like wine, and they started to tell the difference between each wine from each area. So yeah, it's getting more popular right now.
Tamburlaine Organic Wines is just one of the many wineries cashing in on the growing Chinese interest in wine, both in exports and visits to the cellar door. Managing Director Mark Davison says the business has had to adapt, including things like the popular Chinese payment system, Alipay.
When we're talking about how we've adapted to the Chinese surge in Chinese tourism, so that they need to be able to read stuff in their own language. They need to understand how they're going to be looked after. We need to have Chinese credit facilities available, and that needs to be clear to them. They need to have programs, short programs, that are available to them in their own language so as to better understand wine.
In the 12 months from September last year, Australia exported $2.7 billion worth of wine, up 11% on the previous year. The Chinese market was the biggest destination, rising 24%. Kate Harvey from the industry group Wine Australia says there's growth not just in exports, but also in ownership of Australian wineries.
I think that there is a growing interest in investing in Australian wineries, and we're seeing that the prices for people who are selling vineyards and wineries are increasing.
Chinese investors bought the Hunter's Allendale Winery 3 years ago. But Bill Sneddon, the chief winemaker of more than three decades, says little has changed in the operations.
They bought a business that was running and running well. I think they took the view that changing that would be folly.
And he says the new owners are helping the local economy.
So we're in a fortunate position where the people who bought the company want the company to grow, and they're allowing us to reinvest profits into building the business, which is a really good thing for local contractors, local electricians, local builders, local, you know, people who live locally. We're giving more and more work too as the business grows.
Johnny Blackali, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.